Okay, we're into the sugya. We have basically two sugyas left in the perek, the sugya of Moshes and the sugya of Idiyat Kakelas. Hope we can cover them both today. So let's go back a moment to the statement of Rabba, Va'amar Rabba, before the days of the Ein Mishpat. Okay, so what is this case of Nafal Min Hagag V'Niskal V'Isha? So Rashi understands that we're talking about a situation of Mit Asik, that the person was unaware. Zelo niskaven l'shum biya. He was totally unaware of what the result of his fall was going to be. And therefore, there is no yibum. Yibum requires kavana. Why are you chayaven in arba dvarim? We don't have it. So if you're misasek, so we pointed out that according to Rashi, in the world of arba dvarim, you don't require kavana. What you require is karov lemezid. What you require is pshia. You require negligence. And putting yourself in a situation where you can be blown off of a roof, that's enough of a negligence to be chayav ba'arba dvarim. I sent you back to Rashi on daf kaf gimel amad aleph. Rashi on daf kaf gimel amad aleph says that the Gemara points out, what's the difference between the man da'amar Isho Michut, Isho Pitzav, and the Isho, and the Mandamar Isho Mishum Amono? Doesn't the Mandamar Isho Mishum Chitzav also agree Isho Mishum Amono? And Gemara says, Nafgamina is the Chayevo Ba'arba Dvarim. Where do the Arba Dvarim come in? Where the person lights a fire? So we say this is considered to be Isho Mishum Chitzav. It's a continuity of his act. And Rashi explains that Dibra Maskil Chayevo Ba'arba Devarim. Sorry. Avo Ba'arba Devarim Chayev, Dipshiahi, Havir Leila Asukhi Adaite, Shaharuach Mobi Chasa. That a person has to realize that when he lights a fire, there is a ruach mitsuya that can pull it to a different, to someone else's field. And therefore, even though there is no kavana lahazik, and therefore there's no boshet, but becholzot is going to be arba dvar. Okay, so Rashi is l'shitaso in both sugyos, for yibum, you require kavana. For boshet, you require kavana. But for Arba Dvarim, all you require is Pshia, correct? However, we saw Rabbeinu Hananel in our sugya that he understood that when a person falls off a roof and is going to do a Ma'asa Biyah in a woman, then Ein Kishui Ela Ladat, Chazal tell us that this is an act of a person's own volition, and therefore, Havei, in the language of the Rach, Havei Kimiskavei. And that's why he's chayev arba dvar, because it's havei kemiskaven. Why is there no yibum? Because even though he's havei kemiskaven, the woman is totally unaware, and so we have no kavana on her side. But on his side, it's havei kemiskaven. So why in the world over here is there no boshas? In other words, the moment, according to Rashi, we're dealing with a lack of kavana. We're dealing with a lack of kavana, and that's why there is no yibum, and that's why there is no boshet. And Arba Dvarim come about because of Pshia. But according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the issue is that we have, let's just read it inside in Rabbeinu Hananel. Bama Rabba Nafal. Bama Rabba Haya Yashen, the Rosh Hagag, the Nafal, the Niska, the Isha, Okayot, Sebo, the Hizik, Chayav Arba Dvarim, the Kaimon, Enki Shui Ela Midas. Yesh Kavana v'Yedia v'Chayav Bakol Chutz Min Haboshes Because we need the kavana of both parties. But didn't Rashi say that we have over here the equivalent of kavana? So he explains a little later on. I'm sorry. Just in the ketel that we wrote, he said, "Kaimalon ein kishdeludas v'have ki'ilu yesh kavana, ki'ilu yesh kavana," and that is enough to be mechayev also arba dvarim. Ki'ilu yesh kavana v'yidiyah v'chayev b'kol chutz min haboshet, because haboshet you require achi yehei mitkave. What over here is the difference with Rabbeinu Chananel between the level of kimit kavein and the level of mit kavein? Where does the kimit kavein come from? We have a maimer of Chazal, ein kishui ela ladas.
Excuse me? That's like an
undenus. In other words, that we have a formally, if we'll ask formally, do we have over here kavana? Formally, we have kavana, because formally we have das. But actually, in reality, we don't. And so it's enough of a kavana to bring about a yibum from his perspective. It's enough of a kavana to be mechayev arba dvarin. It's not enough of a kavana for boshes. So that's, you know, adkan, fine. Our problem is, what do we do to Rabbeinu Chananel back on Daf Kaf Gimel? That back on Daf Kaf Gimel, the Gemara said, "Ika beinayu isha misham chitzav is lechayev oba arba dvar." And Rashi explained that you're chayev on nezik tzar, ripui, and sheves because of pshia. Have lemedek, the person should lasuki adaiti. Person should realize what was going to be the result of his fire. But you potter from boshes because there's no kavana. And over here on daf kaf zayin, the Rabbeinu Chananel agrees that in the world of falling off of a roof, even niska b'isha, there's no kavana. But in the case of isha misham chitzav, over there, Rabbeinu Chananel says, black on white, that you're chayev on arba dvarim ha'elu, and what are those arba dvarim? Tza'ar ripui sheves uboshes. That the arba dvarim include boshes. And so, why does it include boshes? We just said boshes requires kavana. Over here, you're simply lighting a fire. Why is lighting a fire and the fire being moved by the ruach metsuya different than sleeping on a roof and you're being moved by a ruach metsuya? Why, when you're moved by a ruach metsuya, that's not miskaven, and when you light a fire and it's moved by ruach metsuya, that is miskaven? Had it only, and I know this sounds terrible, But you know, it's, had it only been Rabbeinu Chananel, okay, we have a dish for Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's terrible, right? But it's the Rambam, you know. I said, no, it's not the. It's this. This is a mainstream shita. This is not a Toet Fus or you know, or some sort of a lack of consistency. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Niskei Mamon, almost at the very very end, next to the last halacha. Eish she'avra v'hizika esa adam b'chav babo, hari hamavir chayav b'nezakav, u'b'shifto, u'b'ripuyav, u'b'tzaro, u'b'boshto, kilu hiziko b'yadayim. Afal pi she'isha mamonahu, hari yukami she'hizik b'chitzav, that the mandam or misha misha b'chitzav agrees, isha misha mamonah, but it goes one step beyond. Okay? So, that which the Rebbe Chananel says on Daf Kaf Gimel, the Rambam also paskins like it. So the Kamishna asks, what in the world is going on over here? Perakeitz and Arecho Amru, L'chayev O'Barba Dvarim Kosev Rashi O'Boshes Lo, Danrina B'Shili Pirkin, An Our Daf, V'Boshes Achei Neskavin, and Ken Kosh HaRabbeinu, Shekos HaBoshes. That there's a lack of consistency within the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel. In other words, do we have Kavana, or don't we have Kavana when we have the world of Ruach Metsuya? Nope. Anyone have a direction?
Yeah.
ourselves, in the world of Boshes, what level of kavana do we need? What does it really say over there in the Mishnah? Look at the Rambam in Chol Hillel Mazik Aleph Yud. Eino chayav ala boshet ad shiyehei miskavein sheneemar. We have Xeris Akasuf v'shil chayada, and that implies kavana. Aval hamavayish chaveru below kavana patur l'fikach yoshan v'kayoshen v'kayotze boshet b'yesh patur. He's not aware of what he's doing. The Rambam then continues, Och Yudbeis, Misha Nafal Min Hagag Beruach Mitzuya Vehizik, our Gemara Daf Kav Zayin, Chayav Ba'arba Dvarim, Upatr Min Havoshes. Okay? In other words, the next Gemara we're going to see is Nafal Beruach Sheina Mitzuya, Chayav Benezik Bilvad, Upatr Min Havoshes Dvarim. Then the Rambam concludes, Kol HaMiskavin LaHazik Afal Pi Shelo Niskavin LaVayesh, Chayav Boshes. So when we speak about kavana for boshes, we're not speaking about kavana I'm intending to embarrass the person. We're speaking about kavana lahazik. We're speaking about kavana lahazik. And in the world of nafal min hagag, and you fall on someone beruach mitzuya, we view that as kavana lahazik. We view that as a lack of kavana lahazik. That's a lack of kavana lahazik. You went to sleep. You're the yoshei. And then you're blown off the roof. That's a lack of kavana lahazik. However, l'chora, the Rambam is telling us in Perek Hilchos Niskei Mamon, Yudala Tesvav, that lighting a fire is kavana lahazik.
It's because it's tchilas yasias l'nezek?
I think to a large degree. Namely, that when you light a fire, as we saw, that we had the Havelei Lasuke Adaite, that a person should realize what are the results of his acts, of his act. And that's the equivalent of Miskaving Lahasik, namely that we have a degree of positive kavana via his Havelei Lasuke. That you require, in Nafal Min Hagag, there is no positive kavana. In Achiname, you're poshea for going to sleep on the roof where you could have been blown off by a ruach mitzuya, but there's no positive kavana. Mashein came in the case when you light a fire, that's considered to be a kavana lahazik, that a person should be aware that 1 + 1 = 2, that fire plus wind equals nezik, and therefore that's considered more of a positive kavana. What does Rashi himself think? Why did Rashi then say you're patur? When we speak about kavana lahazik, according to Rashi, what factor do we have to take into account that Kanere, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Chanan don't take into account? Kavana lahazik has a subject and an object. The subject of kavana lahazik is me. What's the object of kavana lahazik?
The nizak.
Okay, in other words, but according to the Rambam, the Nizak can be this, whoever the Nizak may be. In other words, when I light a fire, and there's a wind, I have no idea, I should be aware there's going to be a Nizak. But who that Nizak is going to be, that's why I don't have to be aware. Yitachin that the Kavana Lahazik of Boshet, according to Rashi, is a personal Kavana Lahazik. It's not only a positive Kavana Lahazik that I'm aware that I am going to cause damage, but I also have to be aware I'm going to cause damage to so-and-so. In other words, the whole concept of boshet is something which is personal. It's interpersonal between two people. And so, when I light a fire, I don't know who's going to be on the side, if it's going to be barns or fields or people. In other words, I'm considered to be, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, kavana lahazik, because, in other words, I should be aware that my act is going to cause nezek, but to whom it's going to cause nezek, I have no idea. Yitachendo, what Rashi is telling us is that since I'm totally unaware that there's going to be victim X of my nezek, that's enough. It's enough to be mechayev me on the pshia and arba dvarim, but it's not enough to be mechayev me on boshes because of the lack of kavana lahazik. I'm just throwing out possibilities. I have no raya from the language of Rashi, from the language of the Rambam, from the language of Inochanel, just want them to be consistent one with the other. So we have a very basic machlokes then between Rashi and, on one hand, and the Rambam Inochanel on the other hand. To what degrees does the Kavana Lahazik have to be personal? According to Rashi, without the personal Kavana Lahazik, is Turangoshes. According to the Rambam and the Inochanel, even without a personal Kavana Lahazik, as long as I have a general Kavana Lahazik, that's already enough to be Machayev. If I'm not mistaken, the Rav says something like that in the Rav Ratman's notes. But again, just working backwards from their shitas, not working forward. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara on Daf Kaf Zayin. The Gemara continues, what if Nafal Beruach She'ena Metzuya V'Hizik U'Biyesh? So, Chayev Al HaNezek, that's Adam Uliyola. Patur Ba'arba Dvarim, not only on Boshes, also Arba Dvarim, because there's no Pshia. What if Beruach Metzuya V'Hizik U'Biyesh? So then, as we pointed out, Chayev Ba'arba Dvarim, according to Rashi, we have Pshia. According to Ben Chanano, we have Kimis Kaven, Pater Andoshes, because we, according to Rashi, we have, it's two pages. According to Rashi, no, this is, according to Rashi, I'm sorry, we according to Rashi, there was no miskaven, and in Bishikar miskaven. According to Rabbeinu Hanano, you have a kimis kavein, which is enough to be mechayev you on arba dvarim. And patra avadoshes, we don't have an actual miskavein. The im nishapech chayev af al havoshes. In other words, if the person does an act of his own volition while he's in the air, then chayev af al havoshes. The Tanya, Mimashma Shanemar Vishil Chayado, Eni Odea Shechzika, Matam Odomar Vechzika, Lomar Loch, Kevan Sheniskavin Lahazik, Afapishon Iskavin Levayish. Right, this was the source of the Rambam, that all you require is a Kavana Lehazik. You don't require necessarily the Kavana Levayish, and we had the Machokis, does this have to be general, or does it have to be personal? Tov, the Gemara doesn't, you know, where it appears to be quite clear. Our problem is that Hechitim, so this is what bothered the Ravid and the Meiri. The Gemara says that the moment that you're Mishapeach, then you sort of choose your landing ground. It means I don't want to land on the ground, I want to land on a person. I want to land on the person. I am Mitapech in the air, to land on a person to break my fall rather than land on the ground. So then, if I damage someone, that person, the fact that I wanted to land on him, that's miskaven lahazik, even if I have no kavana levayish. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. So the Ravid asks a very, very simple question. In the sapech olav, kfar niskaven lahaziko, chayav alaboshe. Because once you have kavana lahazik, even without a specific kavana levayish, your chayev. Hai memra havikasha lituva. The writer says, I don't understand, what does it mean to say niskaven lahazik afal pishon niskaven levayish? V'chi ein boshes v'chlal hanezek heichon matzinu nezek she'eni bo boshes u'kshin niskaven lahazik harei niskaven levayish. Isn't this like a psikresha? I mean, if I know, if I'm trying to fall down on that person, and I know that I'm going to hurt him, because, you know, I weigh 70 kilo, and I'm coming from the air, and I'm falling on this person, and I'm going to hurt him. Don't I know also I'm going to be mevayishim? In other words, that all of a sudden, you know, where it's he's standing in the middle of the street, and some clump falls on top of him, you know, in other words, doesn't, the same way I'm going to cause damage, isn't busha part of that damage? In other words, what does it mean to speak about that I, you know, have kavana without kavana mevayish? It's a package deal. I know that the results of my falling in him are going to be nezek tzar ripui shevis boshes. Isn't that part of the package deal? Yes?
The Rabbi asking specifically in this case, or is he asking a general question?
He's asking, how could the Gemara use the phrase?
Is there ever a case? Does he bother my head? There's ever a possibility of nezek?
Yeah. How is there ever a possibility of niskaven lahazik without niskaven levayish?
There's no way to do so.
What?
There's no way to do so.
Is there any way that a person can cause nezek and not tzar? He could cause nezek and that ripui, he can cause nezek and that sheves. I mean, in other words, that these are all natural results of the nezek. And so here he's coming down again. So he's coming down from the air and falling on this person. Doesn't he realize it's very embarrassing to, you know, where it's the boshes of being hit from above, lying on the ground, having ambulances being called, v'chulei, v'chulei. It's a busha. I mean, but that's part of the package deal. That's what bothered the rabbi. How do you have a hecha timtza? Aren't these two intrinsically connected? So the rabbi says, I found the Yerushalmi. He found the Yerushalmi. Ad shirisi b'Yerushalmi, he kohu b'makom she'eno nire, v'tzava nosem lo shtayim, tzar v'ripo evo boshes lo, alma ika nezek b'lo boshes, v'hu b'makom she'eno nire. That I can have kavana to hurt someone in a place, to burn them, to tattoo them in a place where no one's going to see it. No one's going to see it, then there's no boshet. Hilkach ikula perushei hachi. We'll set that up as the ukimta. Niskaven lahazika b'makashan. Again, I'm coming down, and I have kavana to fall on a part of his body which will not be seen by anyone. The black and blue mark will not be seen. I'm not going to fall on his nose. I'm going to fall on his stomach, and that way the black and blue mark is not going to be seen by anyone other than his wife, and so there's no boshes. Okay, that's what the rabbi says. Comes along the Meiri and says, I don't understand what bothered the rabbi. In other words, the imkive minisatek ishehisa lipo vehizik. Yeah? Afilu, I simply, because I had a photo step derived from the Shita, I continued photo stepping the Biri from the Shita. That's why it doesn't have this thing on top. You know, it's Biri, Makule. Okay. In Kiven, Esabiji, Hipil, Lipo, Lahazik, Afilu, Kiven, Elo, Lahatsalas, Atzmo, Hoil, Buhu, Yada, Sheba, Oso, Hatsala, Umazik, Umevayesh, Hareze, Machaven, Gomor, Vachayev, Afal, Haboshes. What over here is the Meiri saying that sort of preempts the whole issue of the Raivin? The question was, how can I have a Hechatimtza of Niskavin Lahazik without Niskavin Levayish? Isn't Boshes always part of the world of Nezek? So the Meiri says that if my motivation is to save myself, that's a case of niskaving lahazik without boshes. Namely, I have no intent to do anything to that person. I want to help myself. I'm aware that he's going to be damaged. But the moment that I'm trying to help myself, that already is the definition of niskaving lahazik below niskaving levayish. And that, you don't have to ignore that scenario. The Meiri says, I don't need Yerushalmi for that scenario. Where is that scenario where my kavana is only to save as opposed to hurt? That's a Torah's case, right? That a woman's husband is in a battle and he's being beaten up. And so what does she do? She grabs the area of the attacker's body that's going to cause busha. Why is she grabbing it? To cause a busha? To save her husband. She wants to save her husband. That's the quickest way she could think of saving her husband. Shenemar, Shishilcha yada nachzika, afal pi she'en kavanasa elo lahatzilas bala, hoelo miskavenes v'chomakom lahazik, chayevet ala boshe. In other words, her intent is to be mazik in self-protection of her husband. That is the chiyuv of boshe. That's, in other words, the Torah's chiyuv of boshet is exactly that case where the motivation was not to embarrass, the motivation was to save her husband. And that's the case of Niskavin Lahazik, Afal Pishon Niskavin Levayish. Gudolei HaMefarshim, who we already know by our last year, is the Raivin, right? Torchu, Heichan Matzinu, Machavin Lahazik, Shlonikra, Machavin Levayish, Lefi Mashiv Yirashnu, Ein Tzorech, Shekol Sheinu Machavin Evo Lahatzolas Atzmo, behold, the Torah's case itself is exactly the ukimta that we're looking for. Okay, that's a beautiful Meiri. Again, you have a question. Why did the rabbi think about it? I don't know why the rabbi didn't think about it. That's Hakafa Aleph, in terms of Sugya of Husha. Hakafa Beis is the continuity of Rava, Ve'amar Rava. Hiniach lo gachelas al libo, umes. We're dealing with two individuals. One of them puts a hot coal on the chest of his friend, and his friend dies. Patur. The party A is patur. Al bigdo v'nisraf chayav. So Rava was machadesh these two halachos. What is the chiddush of the first halacha? Hiniach lo gachelas al libo umes patur. So Rashi says, Hayalo, the victim, l'salka. He should have simply removed it. And therefore what? Since the victim should have removed it and didn't,
he was for shadow. And he wasn't being tied down.
He wasn't tied at all. He could have done it. And therefore, why is party A not a murderer? How would you formulate it? That's how Rabbi Elchanan formulates it. Rabbi Elchanan says, "Kevan sheyachol lahasira mealivo, hayalo lahasira, lo hisira, hu harag atzma." That's called suicide. A person allows a hot coal to burn it through his heart. He committed suicide. So party A, who put it there, is pater because he didn't do a ma'aser ritzicha. Party B killed himself. That's one formulation. Could you formulate it also differently?
You
started properly, but then you ended it. You know, like the first way of saying is that we have no ma'aser ritzicha because party B killed himself. The second is we have a ma'aser ritzicha. We have an act that could cause retzach, but you would potter when that act is reversible. An act that could cause retzach, which is reversible, that's not. In other words, you're potter on such a you're a rotzeach, but you're potter. In other words, in that situation, because it was reversible, that's not considered to be your chiyuv. My nafgamina, if we say we have no ma'aser retzach, or we say we have a ma'aser retzach with a p'tur, kama midravmina, exactly. If we have no ma'aser retzach, and simultaneously you burnt his shirt, you owe the yorshim for the shirt. If we have a ma'aser retzach, just your potter, then, just like Tana de Bechizkia says that if you were Rotzeach B'Shogeg, your potter on the shirt. So over here, we have a Ma'aser Retzach with a P'tur. The P'tur is that it's reversible. Your potter on the shirt. This would help us with the Rambam. This will help us with the Rambam. That the fact that we can formulate it in two ways. Let's look at the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Dalet Halacha Hei. Hanogev esaisha v'yatzu yiladeha u mesa. We have this terrible situation where the person hit a pregnant woman and she miscarried. And he killed her and she miscarried. Afal pi shehaya shogeg, even though he's pater on the misa of the woman, hareze pater min atashlumin as well, ve'eno mishalem kum. That a person is off the hook from Dine Mamanos, even if he's not going to be Chayav as a Rotzeach. Because when you do a Maiser Ritzicha and you're Potter, then there is no Chiyav Mama. Then the Rambam continues next Halacha, the Medra Mamurim Shiniskavim Leisha. Aval im diskavim lechaveiro v'nagav esaisha, aval pi shemesa, hoil v'hamisa belo kavana, hareze kedavar she'en bo misas bezdin, u'mashalim d'mei v'lados. When do we say that he is pater from d'mei v'lados? That's if he killed her b'shogeg. But if we have a case of niskavim laharo getzeh v'hara getzeh, and he's pater on the woman, then he's chayav on the v'lados. Comes along the Raivin and asks, I'm ever along the Chavra. Ha Milsa, I have no idea what the Rambam is talking about. the Hakirabi Shimon Azla Dhammer Niskabin Argetzeb Argetzeb Pater Mimisa, Iugufa Pasakhiskia. You just brought the din of Tana Debechizkia that even when there's a ptur of Ritzicha, still there's a ptur of Mama. And over here we have Rabbi Shimon says Niskaven La Rogetzev Haragetzev Pater. And so we have a ptur. And so if we have a ptur, we should get off the hook also in terms of Mamanos. Why is the Rambam bringing Tana Debechizkia and Alacha Dalet? And he doesn't bring in Tana Bechizkia in Halacha Hei, and he doesn't bring in Tana Bechizkia in Halacha Vav. No, what would you answer for the Rambam?
That's correct what we're saying. You could say that when it's Beshogig, that's a Maisa Retzicha, it's just Beshogig.
Exactly. It was the difference between a Maisa Retzach Beshogig and a non-Maisa Retzicha. Just like in our Gemara, you can say, are you Pater because you didn't kill him, he killed himself, or are you Pater because it was a Maisa Retzach that's reversible? So over here, when you have a ma'aser retzach on a woman b'shogeg, then you're pater the mevuados. Niskaven laharogetzeh v'haragetzeh. That's not a ma'aser retzach, and therefore it's not a ma'aser retzach. So you're chayv on dinim mamonos. Namely, the formulation is of utmost importance in terms of applying coming to Rambam in it. Okay, the Rambam, when he asked on the Rambam, this is a ma'aser retzach with the p'tur, and this is a ma'aser retzach with the p'tur. But the moment that we see that we can learn our Gemara two ways, that opens up an understanding for understanding the Rambam. Okay, hiniach al bigdo v'nisraf. Let's go to the seifa of Rabba. Hiniach al bigdo v'nisraf chayav. Why don't we say the same thing that the person hurt himself? In other words, he caused his own damage. He should have moved it off. So what does Rashi say? Ha de lo silka savar as v'inale bedina v'yifrale. And therefore, again, in the case of Retzach, we said either you're pater because you killed yourself, or you're pater because it was reversible. Over here, don't we have the same two things? Why don't we say he brought the damage upon himself, or it was reversible? Why cause the damage? He should have reversed it. When do we apply the first two svaras and when we don't? What's the difference over here between? And it's the exact same case. The only difference is the result. Is the result misa or is the result nezek? So he said when the result is misa, then the person who put the coal is off the hook. When the result is nezek, then the person who put the coal is on the hook, he's chayav. But it's the same case. So why, in other words, what's the distinction over here? Why don't we say in the first case that he said, let him kill me and let Bezdin kill him? I mean, the same thing. You know, my yorshim will be Toveya in Bezdin and Thomas Nafshi in Plishtim. I have a lot against this person, and so I have no way of getting at him. So my way of getting at him is having him chayav misas bezdin. How will I have him chayav misas bezdin? He'll kill me and he'll be chayav misas bezdin. And then that way I'll get him out of the world. I'll also get out of the world. Okay, Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim. I'm willing to go out of the world if the ikar is to get him out of the world. Right? I'm sacrificing myself so that to get this Russia out of the world. Why don't we say that? No? You learned the Gemara, no? How did you learn the Gemara? It's obvious to Rashi, he didn't even bother to say it. In other words, the question is, what's obvious? So you could understand it, my humble opinion, halachically, or you could understand it umdana-li, okay? Called it balabatishli, okay? Halachically, do you have a chiyuv to remove a coal from your heart? Do you have a chiyuv to remove a coal from your clothing? You have a chiyuv to remove a coal from your heart, right? You have a chiyuv to save your life. You have a chiyuv of pikuach nefesh to save your life. You have a chiyuv to save someone else's life. You have a chiyuv to save your own life. That's a chiyuv. Okay? And if you don't go ahead and do it, then we'll call it, you killed yourself, or we'll call it a retzach that could have been reversible because you had a chiyuv to do that. Do you have a chiyuv to remove a kol from your clothing? You're not being mashlis, he's being mashlis.
No.
In other words, you're not chayiv. In other words, so maybe when we have a situation where the person would be chayiv to remove the kol and he doesn't, then the person who puts it is pater. When there's no chayiv to remove the kol, then the person who puts it is chayiv. In other words, that he should. Okay. Or you don't have to go that far. You can simply say, what should the person who put the kol have expected? When he put it on someone's heart, what did he expect? The person would take it off. He said, I didn't intend to kill him. I expect him to take it off. But when he put it on a clothing, he very well knows that maybe the person will say, I'll take him to court. Namely, that it's a question of expectation. Tosfos, by us, uses the language, Shema lo yochush l'sal kovneshi yishalem lo demei nisko. Lo yochush. There was a tosis that we saw about here, Gidi Kofusko, and that Kofbeis and Medeis. Over there also, Tosis kept using the language of what Hayalola Asot, what the person would have expected that you would have done. Mechashe Bolivo she yisal kenu, or Enochoshish she yisal kenu. Then the question is one of expectation. In other words, that you're only going to be chayav in a situation where you should have realized what are going to be the consequences. If you had no idea you had no idea that these are going to be the consequences, then maybe you're pater. Okay, kind of that's the direction over here. In other words, it's either an issue of a chiyav hilchati or a question of what you expect. On a heart, you would have expected the person to remove it. On the beged, you can have no such expectations. A person can say, I'll take him to Bezdin. It's a 50-50, in other words, you can't expect after response A instead of response B. Yes?
We're assuming that when the guy puts the coal on his heart, his kibbutz is not to kill him. Meaning his kibbutz is that the guy's just going to take off.
Yeah.
What other reason would they put the coal on his chest?
You play Russian roulette. And people play dangerous games. But it was a game. It was just a game. You know, like you have reality games.
Yeah.
Right? There are all sorts of games, and someone can get hurt in a game. But I didn't think he would get hurt. I didn't think he would be so stupid, take the gun, put it to his head. I gave him a gun, right, that had a bullet. Did I think he was going to actually use it? I didn't think he was going to use it. Then all the crazy people shoot themselves. Okay? So I'm off the hook, because what's he doing? He shot himself. He killed himself. Or, you know, he didn't have to shoot. It was reversible. Could even bring back the gun. So in fact, he shot himself. I'm not a murderer. But if I toss some matches on his clothing, so he could blow it out. Or he could say, I'll take him to Bezdin. Those are two equal options. Okay. So the Gemara, so Rava was bothered. What's Rava coming to the Beis Medrash to waste our time teaching us these kilu new halachos? These new halachos can be meduyak from Mishnayos or Braisos. Amar Rava Travayu Tanini Albi Bodetanan Kava Shalav Latol Chavur Latol Chamayim. Only if Eino Yochol Lavos Misham Umeis Chayim. But Dachafa Latol Chor Latol Chamayim VeYochol Lavos Misham Umeis Pater. Again, because it's not a Meiser Ritzicha, or because it's reversible. Dikto Detanan Pras Susi Shaveres Kadi Chayim. In other words, that even if I am an accomplice by allowing it to happen, you have no right. You're responsible for the nezek to my property if the nezek occurs. Only if al manas liftor, only if I say explicitly that I'm making a tonight that I'm not going to be toveya you, only then are you potter. Okay. But Rabba, he niach gacheles alev avdo mahu. Kegufo dame o kemamono dame. Imtim silomar kegufo dame shoro mahu other pashte adel kegufo v'shoro kemamono. What's unclear over here is exactly what is the case, and we have a machlokas rishonim between Rashi, Tosfos, Balhamor, Ramban, what over here is the case, and the Rabbi Yochanan, what's the case we're dealing with? Let's start off with the Eved. Hiniach gacheles alev avdo. What's, in other words, what's our question over here? What does Rashi say? Avdo kegufo dame, iminiach adam gacheles alev avdo patur, hayalola eved lesalka. Namely, what ukimta does Rashi set this up in terms of the Eved's hands?
They're free.
Ain't no kafus. And what about the Adam? Is he in the picture? Korin, no. He's irrelevant. And simply we have an Eved whose hands are free, and you put a gachelas on his heart. Similarly, Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, boy rabba, avdo kagufo dami, vahanosein gacheles belibo v'nisrafa eved, kenosein gacheles belev adono atzmo dami. Ma belev adono atzmo patur, amrinan kevan yochol lasira libo, hayelo lasira lo yisiru hargis atzmo, ken hadin be'eved upatur. What's the problem with this pshat of Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel? I mean, you know, it's a valid, you know, ukimta. Why did Tosfos learn differently? Had this been the ukimta, if this is the ukimta, and Rabba already told us that when you put a gachelas on the heart of the adon, your patur, what's the abaya? What over here is boy Rabba? It's the exact same thing. My nafgamina, what the status of the person is. He's a human being. We expect a human being to save himself. The same tour that we have by the Adam, we have by the Eved. And what over here are the two sides? Why should we have a question? No. What would you answer for Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel? Well, this is the way they learned the case. Who else learns the case this way? Derech Agav. Look at the Rambam. Avdo shel adam kegufo, ubehemto kimamono. Correct? Keitzad harihiniach gachelas alev avdo shel chavero umeis, o dechafo layam o laesh u yochol lalos misham velo ala umeis, pater minat hashlumen. I mean, we're talking about the chafto layam oleish who yachol atzis misham. We're talking about a case, kanirah, where the Eved's hands are not tied. So what over here is the abaya? No, the Rambam sort of answered it. What are you pater from? Tashlum. Namely, on the level of Misa, are you a Rotzeach or not a Rotzeach? We already said, you're not a Rotzeach. But forget about the Din of Ritzicha. Maybe you're called a Mazik. Maybe you are Mazik, the owner, by killing his Eved. So the question is, do we say that if the Eved allowed his own death, maybe there's no tashlumin? That's the question. That's an open question. Namely, it's not, in other words, do we say that the tashlumin are coming to the Adam because, nachon, you're not a rotzeach. But the bottom line is that you caused the death of his Eved, you caused him a financial loss. Or do we say that since the Eved could have prevented it, maybe that takes that takes you off the hook of calling this is not a Maisa Nezek. The fact that it's not a Maisa Retzach, that's not an Abaya. But our question is, maybe Nezek has different criteria. We already saw Adam was Leola. In other words, and so the question is, we saw that if there's participatory damage on the part of the Nezek, that takes the Adam off the hook. But what over here, the participatory damage is a part of the Eved, not the Adam. Okay, that's an Abaya. That's a fair Abaya. Okay? So kind of red, that's what bought, that's that way the Rambam and Rashi learn. The Rambam says it black and white. That the Chiddush over here is not a Pater Min HaMisa. The Chiddush is Pater Min HaTashlumen. Pater Min HaTashlumen, that we would have a Havamina. Maybe you would be Chayav B'Tashlumen because Adam would be Allah. You cause someone damage. You cause damage to his Eved. I like that. Okay. However, even though I like that, Tosas didn't like that, and who else didn't like it? The Raven. What does the Raven say on this Rambam? Harinia Gachel Sadev Avdom Avraham Kofus. Right? In other words, that you can't just give a case of Eno Kofus. That's not Abaya. That's obvious. It's not Abaya. So that's our Tosos. Kisha Eved Kofus, Verabo Omeid Etzlo Ayri, Kinipirashi. Okay? In other words, that were the Eved to be hands-free, there's no question. You're Pater. You're Pater from Misa. We're dealing with a case where the Eved is kafus and the Rav is standing there. And now our issue is, Umayri, and the Tosfos continues, Shalom Mesa Eved Ela Huzak. Ulahachi Mesafkale Shema Lo Yachl Sharav Lesafim Neshi Yishalim Lo Domein Yisko. The question is, how do we view the Eved? Do we view him like, you know, where it's a human being, and then we'd say on the Rav that you should have been the Salik, or we view it like property, and then we say that it'll say on Yitove invested. But Tosis is very, very careful to say that the Eved didn't die. What would have been had the Eved died? He's tied, and the Adam is standing there, and a third party puts a coal on his heart, and the Eved is saying, save me, right? In other words, he's tied. And the Adam just stands by there and doesn't save him. Then definitely what, according to the Tosfos? It's in the case of Nezek, the Eved didn't die, he was hurt. Here we have a Chakira, Chayav Patur. Had he died, then Vaday would have been the din. Kanira. What would have been the din had the Eved died? I mean, clearly Tosis is saying Spadafku, Mayri Shalom Mesa Eved, Elohuzak. And we had Mesa Eved, Tosfos felt that would not mean Abaya of Rava. Vadai, the person put the coal would be Potter. Why would he Vada be Potter? And therefore?
For reversible.
In other words, it's not a Mesa Retzach. That it's, in other words, not only, as we saw previously, that when a person can save himself, it's not a Maisa Retzach. What if he can't save himself, but someone else can save him? So Tosfos says it's also Vadei, not a Maisa Retzach. Do you have a proof for that? Anyone learn Sanhedrin? What's the halacha if I shoot an arrow at someone and that person has medication to put on the place where the arrow hits him to prevent the arrow from killing him? Samamanim. I shoot an arrow and he has samamanim biyado. And he decides not to use samamanim and he dies. Am I a rotzeach? Of course not. Right? That's the sam gachavas alibo. He should have taken it off. What if the samamanim are bashuk? Namely, I shoot an arrow at someone and he's standing next to a drugstore. And anyone who sees the arrow hit that person can simply go into the drugstore and get the medication and put it on him. And no one does it, right? Well, there was a story in New York, what was it called?
Katie Genovese.
Katie Genovese, I'm not sure. right? That she's screaming and everyone from the apartment house is looking and no one helps her.
Bystander effect.
Bystander, right. Halakhically, is the person a murderer if anyone there could have saved her? So look at, I quote the Gemara. Amar Rava, and this is Rava, these are our Amoroim, Rava, Rava. Amar Rava, Zark bochet the Saman in the Yado, Uba Acher v'Pizran, Afihu Kladim v'Pizran, Potter. Because at the time that Zorik chets, it was reversible. The Be'in and the Shadabai, Yohabas Rapos have it. Amar Ravashi, Hilkach Afihu Saman in Bashuk. Namely, it's enough if someone else could save someone, that's not considered to be murder. Yes?
Where do you draw the line if it's reversible? I mean, if you have the best doctor in the world that happens to be there, then you should never be fired.
We look at the circumstances. In other words, if Samaman and Bashuk, if there are people around, and everyone knows, and again, assuming that everyone knows that this, let's say that the arrow was rusty. You shoot a rusty arrow at someone, okay? And the arrow hits him, and everyone knows that rust can cause, what is it? You get a tetanus, right? Tetanus. It will cause tetanus, and you can die from that tetanus. But there's a tetanus shot that you take if you cut yourself on something rusty. Everyone knows that, right? Every kid knows that. Every mother knows that. That if a kid gets climbing a wall and he gets cut by something rusty, you take him for a tetanus shot. And, you know, where it's, and this person doesn't go and no one gives it to him, that's not called Ritzicha. In other words, it's something that was totally preventable. So over here, in this case, Lechora, when the person puts the Gachelas on the heart of the Eved, and the other is standing there, right, and he doesn't take it off and the Eved dies, that's not Retzah. The question is, what if the Eved doesn't die, he's just hurt? That's the Abaya, according to Tosfos, whether the person can say, I thought you were going to take it off, and therefore I'm pater, or I should have realized that, you know, you were just going to take me to Bezdin and I'm chayv. And I review it goof or mamon. That's the way Tosos learns the case, and that's the way the Ravid learns, right? He niyat kachelos al yilev avdo kafus, shel chavero bifnei chavero. Namely, that the adon is around, you know, the circumstances are such that we have an abaya. Okay, so we have Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Rambam learning the case as Eved Eino Kafus, and Tosfos and the Ravid learning the case of Eved Kafus, the Adon Betzido, and he is Nizok, he doesn't die. Okay. With this background, let's look at two more Rishonim, and we'll call it a parak. Okay? The two Rishonim we'll look at are the Baal Hamor and the Rambam. Hamor Hagadol, Amar Rabo, Avdo Kagufo, Dame O Kamamano Dame Perish, Kamaboile Larabo Kagum, Ha'eved Kafus, so for like Tosos, Adon Omed Etzlo, like Tosos, E Amrinan Hayalo Lahatzil Avdo, Olo, not like Tosos. What do I say, not like Tosos? Lahatzil Avdo, meaning what happened to the Eved? He died. We're dealing with a case where the Eved died. We pointed out, Lechora, that case certainly should be Pater, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin. So the Ramban over here is Masig on the Baal Hamor. Amar HaKosev lo Baal HaFaresh elo liston maika min boile chinev neshe rabo etzlo im harago adam acher eino neheragolav halo im rabo harago harehu neheragolav. And according to the Ramban, what's the halacha in such a situation? Had the Eved died, certainly, the person who put the stone is, what does he say? Neheragolav. Harim neshi rabo etzlam harago adam acher eino neheragolav. Hello, I'm Rabbo Harag or Rehune Ragalov. The opposite of what we say. Namely Tosfos, and we'll see the Rabban, Yivin Ukimta, where the Eved was hurt, he wasn't killed. Why didn't they give the Eved is tied, his Adam is there. Why didn't they give the case where the Eved died? So we said, because in that case, Vadai he's Pater. What does the Rabban say? In that case, Vadai he's Chayav Misa. He's Vadai Chayav Misa. My nafkamina that someone else can save him. The fact that someone else can save a person doesn't take off the Maisa Retzach on the part of the Rotzeach. What do we do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? I don't know. That wasn't bothered by the Gemara in Sanhedrin. In any case, but because of this question, the Ramban learns like Tosos, they really didn't die. He was just hurt, Linyan Zikin, and learns the Ukimta the same way Tosis does. And then at the end, the last three lines, Yeshmi Shapir Shabeved She'en Kafus, Umeit, the Pater Rotseach Mimisa V'chayav B'Tashlumen, Mishim Damar Leharav, Mikoma Kom Ad Katlise Afopi Shuhumocha Lagufo, Lafko Kamini, V'hainu, Masnisim De'eved Samoch Chayav V'chule, Afal Ha'eved Koamar, Ami Boyle the Rabba came in the Rabbo Etzlo, Hayelo the Rabbo Lasalka, Perish Harishon Iger. He said, on one hand, he learns like Rashi that the Eved was not Kafus. On the other hand, he learns, but Rashi's case is where the Adam was standing there, and so maybe the Adam should have removed it, and if not, again, we said, what's the problem according to Rashi? Why might not be between the Eved and the Adon? So he said, certainly he's not a Rotzeach. The question is if he's a Mazik. So we're saying that, so we said according to Rashi, maybe if the Eved doesn't save himself, maybe the person is not going to be a Mazik. The Ramban understood, no, the Adon is there, and the Adon doesn't take it off. Maybe that takes the onus of Mazik off of the person. Okay, so we have all of these permutations, all the possibilities. In terms of this case, what's the case and what's the abaya? So, Rashi, just to summarize, Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rambam all learn that the Eved is not kafus, the other is nowhere in the picture, and the question is over here, do we have a Ptur Tashlumin or not? Rashi, according to the Ramban, the Eved is not kafus, and the other is here. And maybe that's why there is a Ptur of Tashlumin, because the other doesn't take it off. But it's a question of Tashlum and not a question of Misa. And then we have the other extreme. What if the Eved is Kafus and the Adon is around? And the question is, if the Eved dies, so either he's Vadai Patur, because someone could have saved him, or according to Rabban, he's Vadai Chayev, because my Nachmina, someone else could have saved him, he's a murderer. But the suffix in the Gemara, according to Tosfos and the Ramban, is that he was hurt. The Eved was hurt and didn't die. So now we certainly have to say the Baal Hamor. In other words, if we said that based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the fellow is certainly Pater, and the Ramban says certainly Chayav, that's the suffix of Rabba. In other words, if the Eved dies, do we say that he's Vadei Pater or Vadei Chayav? Do we say that the fact that someone could have saved him is that, in other words, how to distinguish between the Gemara and Sanhedrin and our Gemara is unclear to me. If Samaman and Bashuk say the person is not a Rotzeach, so over here the Adam sitting next to him, why is that less than Samaman and Bashuk? Unless there's a difference. I do an act which is vadai a maisa ritzicha. It's vadai a maisa ritzicha, but someone else can intervene and save it. Or if I do an act that if no one else intervenes, will cause misa. In other words, the question, it was putting a coal on someone's heart is going to kill him unless someone intervenes. Mashiach shooting an arrow is not going to kill him unless no one intervenes. The arrow doesn't kill immediately. The arrow will set a process into motion. What?
That wouldn't be a Maisa Mitzvah.
Maybe that wouldn't be a Maisa Retzach. But here it's a Maisa Retzach that someone else could have saved it. That doesn't take the person off the hook, maybe. That's where the Rabbah is. Okay, in any case, Dov reminded me that beginning of the year, I said that we'll try and build a building of in the world of Nezikin, try and give principles that afterwards we can understand somewhat of the framework of the halacha. And so we try to do it to the best of our ability in Keren, in Shein, in Rego, and in Adam. Bor we didn't get to very much. Eish, we only dealt with the sugya of Ishim Shumpit, so Ishim Shumpit, that's really the main sugya of Eish. But Bor, we are prakim upon prakim, dealing with Bor that we haven't touched. So we really don't know Bor all that well. I mean, a little bit. We dealt with Bor Mescalgil. We dealt with Bor in terms of the mafia of the Bor, not being mafia of the Bor, how do we define the owner of a Bor. Those things we dealt with. Okay, in any case, Shabrocha v'Hatzlacha, in the continuity of your learning. Those who are remaining next year, Yitz Hashem will learn Gittin from the beginning. Gittin is has the classic Rishonim, and so we don't have a Shita Mekubetzes, but we have you know, it's the Rashba and Ramban, and Ritva, and Rashi, and Ran. Yeah, it's exactly. I don't know. Hashem, we'll enjoy the life. The Seder. Okay, we take a look at that.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.